One of your chances in the off season to go out and interact with some fans and say hi and shake some hands. How important is that for you and for the program just to get out and talk and interact?
Well, it's great. It's something that we couldn't do for 2 years. And so the last bunch of these that we did was in, I think, 2018, maybe 2019, in that May, before that whole year of everything kind of changing in all of our lives. And so we went and did 4 or 5 that year. And so this is my first one this year. And I think that Mark and the department is doing a great job of really kind of, I think, spreading out, hearing from different folks in the department and different programs. And so here we are, it's kind of 2 years later. We've had a season where we were fully in COVID. We had a season last year where we managed, and now it kind of feels like hopefully we're getting to the other side of some things. And so to be able to, interact, shake hands, talk with some folks on this side of the cities too. So, I live in Eden Prairie, and coming over here to Stillwater, it's great to get to interact with fans and supporters from this side of the Twin Cities as well. Most of the people I get to hang out with are on the west side, so it's nice to come over here and just be in this beautiful downtown, great venue, and talk Gopher Athletics, which everybody here is really passionate about. And so when you have that common bond with people, it's easy to come out and talk about your team and talk about your season and what's coming up and what you're looking forward to. So it's kind of a fun. Today's the first day of classes, so it's kind of kicking it off. Kids are getting acclimated to campus. We had a bunch of new faces, so it's kind of fun being out here too. Kind of just feels like a really good kickoff to the summer.
Yeah, this is kind of a kickoff for you, or a tip-off, so to speak, in that sense, in that you've got this great recruiting class that we've been hearing about, and now those kids are on campus and starting some things here for the summer to get ready for the fall and the winter, right?
So we've been recruiting. I've been recruiting these young women since I was still playing the WNBA, really. I mean, the 1 year when I was finishing up my playing career that summer, I was out when I could recruiting them. And so it's been a 4-year, going on 5-year process with them. And so Mara, Maya, Mallory, and Nia are exceptional. They exemplify our program standards, our gold standard, which is being a great teammate, outworking our opponents, being leaders, and then being disciplined. So they're off the court, they're up Minnesota to the core, and so they're very competitive. They want to do this thing here. They want to do this, and they've got some great teammates. Through the portal, we've done our best to surround them with some vets that can come in, and Michael Caton, through different injuries and things, this will be her 7th year, and Isabel Gradwell, she's a graduate transfer. Amanita Z is a JUCO transfer, led the nation in junior college field goal percentage in junior college last year. And then Destiny Oberg, who's coming home as well. So, and I've also got them in there. There's 2 guards, 2 posts. So we've tried to surround this class with, with some leadership, with some talent. But there's no question they're young, but they're going to play. They're going to play, and we need them to play. And it's our job as coaches to make sure that we're preparing them this summer, and to understand that this summer is a process, and we're all very excited and ready to go. But want to use the summer wisely and our time wisely, which we will.
A calendar is always tricky too, right, in the summer, because Minnesota has a kind of a tricky calendar in terms of the start of the school year and when you can work out, and then what the NCAA says in terms of how many hours you can work. So what does that calendar look like here over the next, 2.5 months?
Yep. So this week we've got just different appointments, classes. Some have online classes, some have in-person classes, some things kind of get going next week for some different folks. And so this week is kind of, since we have so many new faces, I just wanted to get them to campus and get them to have a feel for, everything that, getting to class, getting to the bookstore, getting their U-card, getting the bank, set up for everything, and then get them, obviously moved in. So we'd move in on Saturday. And next week we'll start workouts. I'm gonna go 3 weeks. I get 8 weeks, so I'm gonna go 3 weeks, and I'm gonna give them a week off for the around the 4th, because we go recruiting, which completely changes next year. our recruiting calendar. But for this year, this is how I'm going to do it. Starting after Labor Day, like you said, if we go 8 straight weeks, we're done the last week of July, maybe first week of August, and then we have 4 or 5 weeks where we can't work out. And I just feel like you lose too much. And so we're going to go 3 weeks starting next week of workouts, then we're going to take a week. So, you know, if the women have friends and cabins and things like that, they kind of get a little bit of that week around the fourth. Us coaches, which is what we get paid to do, we keep working. We go recruiting and try to find them future teammates. And then we'll come back and we'll go 5 weeks, actually. So this first 3 weeks, I really want to focus a lot on skill development, get them in the weight room. We'll get some conditioning, kind of get some, you know, kind of barometer of where we're at, you know. And then we'll go that 5 weeks. I'll kind of decide after these 3 weeks. I'm going to want them to get up and down and play a little bit and kind of let's get to see what everybody's comfortable with doing. And, you know, the game has changed so much. It's all, there's a lot of perimeter, everybody's shooting, a lot of spacing, a lot of five-out spacing. And yet we still have to guard Monica Sinano down at Iowa, who's a true back to the basket five. So it's interesting how it's all going to play out. And I think I have some, you know, four and fives that can really play perimeter too. It's going to be fun to kind of, you know, get some X's and O's and things like that going. I was out at USA Basketball Trials last week watching the U18s, and I'm on the selection committee for that as, somebody who had played in the Olympics. So they always want to have somebody who's been there beyond these selection committees, not to pat myself on the back. But so I'm writing notes down and checking things out. It's pretty fun. So I'm excited to implement some of the things that I've either watched on video or seen in person, you know, in the coming weeks. But a lot of skill work next week, a lot of weight room, conditioning, get them feeling good. And we'll just take it one day at a time, per usual.
You have mentioned last year the roster. You had a big roster, a lot of players, and sometimes as a coach, playing time is maybe the hardest thing at times to figure out. Maybe by design, you've shrunk the roster for this coming year. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, last year, 16. You know, we knew going into it that it was going to be hard to find 16 players playing time, and so we knew going into it that there was maybe going to be some turnover, that there was going to be some folks, you know, unhappy with the amount of time that they're getting. And so, you know, some chose to leave for a variety of different reasons. Everyone wants to play. Playing time is a big factor. And so, yeah, so, you know, this year, you know, we've decided that right now we've got 11. You know, we'll probably look into a few different walk-on, you know, young women who are going to the university, and we've, you know, either maybe we've recruited and they're going to come here, and we'll get them on the floor, you know, a little bit this summer, you know, and then we'll just go from there in the fall as well. So I haven't had a walk-on, so I'm kind of excited and interested to see how it goes. So we're kind of, you know, navigating how much we can do with them, if any, this summer. We'll have to just see, and then the fall we'll get things going there. But the smaller roster, I mean, the year we went to the Final Four, I mean, we really had eight. She played eight. Pam played eight. And then we had a few players who were injured, and then we had a few players who were sitting out transfer-wise came back. And so, yeah, I mean, that year we had, I mean, if you look at the roster, it was, I think there was 12, and we had a couple walk-ons too. But for the majority, she played eight. She played eight, and I'm not going to say that's what I'm going to do, but I think we're in a sweet spot right now. I'd like to get to probably 12, maybe 13 through walk-ons, but we'll just go from there.
All right. Good to see you.
Always a pleasure. Great to see you.